Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and this Aspire podcast is being futilely recorded and aired for May the 7th, 2024. I say futilely because of our subject. I work with people who are futile. I think, generally speaking, the American public is futile. They reflect the vibrations of this question from Robert in Denver, Colorado, who writes me and says, "How do I get over myself? I am prideful. I am opinionated. I just can't get over it. What should I do? And I have to ask myself, do I really want to do anything?" And then he does a LOL. So, Robert, I you could be one of my students any day you want. I mean, my God, they're all the same. They're prideful. They're redundant in the way they live their life in a cycle. They can't help themselves. I just can't help myself. Anyway, they can't do any of that. They don't want to do any of that because, and I'll tell you what the problem is, but it's not something that you can't really overcome. You could, but the truth of the matter is you don't want to. You're impulsive. And if you look at your genetics and how your mother and father were, or your grandparents or whatever is your genealogy, if you start looking at what's going on there, you will soon see without a shadow of a doubt that you are impulsive and you live by the impulses of your genetic heritage. And in doing so, you have made your life what you call here prideful, painful. What did you put down here? Dictatorial, you said, in your friendships. And you get criticized, you say, but what to do? So it's more important what to do. The greatest teacher in the world, though we have had many that have been answering our questions and our quests long before we even knew there was a question and a quest to live. They were in the form of the Buddha and Jesus and Lhotse and many, many others, many others. I experienced some of them in India. They were miraculous. The thing that I think was most beautiful and most interesting is that they were the answer. They became the answer to questions that I had long before I knew I even had the questions. So you're asking a question long before you're really ready to hear the answer. And that is the truth with most people. They aren't ready to hear. They haven't had enough crap in their life and they need more. The greatest teacher in human events, in the average pedestrian mentality, which most of us possess, including yours truly, is futility. Until you have found yourself in relationship to life as futile, you will not do anything about it. It may take hundreds and hundreds, countless lifetimes, just to get to that point. And then more lifetimes to realize there's a problem with us. You say, what to do? And I loved how you ended your email, the impossible, Robert. I loved it. I've experienced that for myself when I was younger, too. The impossible Gregory Edward Penn. Yes, I totally understand what you're saying, and I totally get what you're saying. But the time has to come when you've had enough of yourself in your own life and you can see how that self has manifested and what that crazy self is doing. Now, if you can do that, if you can see yourself in your own life, if you can understand the state of yourself in your own life, then you can do something about it, but not until. you have to really see what is going on with me. Why am I going on the way I'm going on? What is my gig here? What is my problem? And it's pride. You're right. It's being prideful. What is my pride? It's the refusal to have any kind of self-examination, any kind of distance from my impetuous, obscene, and obscure thoughts. Thoughts that come across my mind that are emulated and created by my emotionality, my genetic nature. So with this said, this is where most of us are done. We don't go any further. We don't go any deeper. We just refuse to see the bigger picture. And why? Well, that's something passed down to us in our traits. I have met many people who have tried to love each other from their traits. This is a terrible experience. Talked about that yesterday with Kathy. If you try to love someone from your traits, you will fail miserably. And you will find in those traits nothing but prejudice and bias. And that will cause you to live in the insecurity of your body and your mind and your emotions. Although psychologists will tell you the opposite, I have found that emotions come first and then they formulate alibis for my emotions through my thoughts. And it's just hogwash. It really is. And it just doesn't work. But that's why you're prideful, because you admire your thoughts based on how your emotions are dealing to you different forms of right and wrong, good and bad. Everybody wants to live in a form of self-righteousness. Self-righteousness is the big key. When you make someone feel like they deserve or they are right, deserving is big. That's why commercials that are trying to lure you, let's say on a trip or something, say to you, you deserve to have this trip. Who's to say who deserves what? Who says that? How do you know that's true? Most of us just like to be lured into it and think, oh, that this is my alibi. This is my excuse for being whatever I'm going to be or do whatever I'm going to do. We pride ourselves on our traits, on our human traits, our family. That's a big one we do. So examine your family. Where did they come from? How do they live? What is important to them? What is not important to them? What is something that you can recognize where they relate to each other, and how do they relate to each other? Through what means? Is it sarcasm? Is it pity? Is it sympathy? Is it self-righteousness? Just take a look, and then you can kind of zero in on your traits and understand, that's comfortable for me, or that seems sensible to me. And if you can see all that, understand all that, be aware of any of that, then something of love can be taught. But you have to want love more than wanting what you think is love. And if you don't do that, if you don't love more than what you think is love, then you're going to have great difficulty in your life, no matter what you do, no matter what you think, say, or do. And everything is going to basically go back to your pride, into the toilet, that is. And you're going to continue on the way you are. Robert, I don't know how old you are, but if you're past the age of 20, 25 in there, you're done. You're just done. Unless you see your futility and you want to do those things that are greater than your impulses and your human traits kind of demand of you. If you can see that, then the journey begins. And it can be a very interesting one if you are so interested in that kind of journey. The journey is to the deeper, more profound experience that you truly are as love. You are love. That's another subject altogether. Anyway, thank you for your beautiful question, Robert, and I hope this helped you, and those that are listening, I hope it helped you as well. All of you, please forgive me, eh? As always, namaste.